Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo OG just making a video about the Joan Corps. Well, let's go! Well, hopefully you guys are doing well, kicking ass. Right now it's Thanksgiving, so happy Thanksgiving everyone. Yay! Yes, it's early in the morning. I got still stuff I gotta do in my car. Still dealing with my speakers. Yeah, I'm gonna have to hook it up directly to my amp. No biggie. Anyways, yes, hopefully you've seen all this crap that's happened in the world and, you know, I don't like it, but hopefully Santa Claus will bring me something good for Christmas, but who knows? But what I do know is, over there in Ukraine, they're using these delightful little drones. Maybe we should start doing shit like that too, but probably not. But who knows, right? Yes, friends, I have these clips of these delightful gentlemen playing with drones. Enjoy. Yeah, look at this dude. If I was the operator, I'd be laughing my ass off. But if I was this guy, I'd be in terror. Yeah, you're getting chased by this little fucking plastic thing that fucking blows up in your face? Yeah, that's not a fucking good thing to deal with, but it is what it is, right? Let's see. Yeah, look at this dude. From here, he looks like an old guy, like he's in his 60s, maybe in his 70s. Yeah, he probably got conscripted to fight in this stupid-ass war. Yeah, he's just right there sitting down, minding his own business, and he looks up and he sees fucking flying death coming at him. Oh, man. I wonder, what's the aftermath of these fucking drones when they explode? Does it leave like a hole in the floor, or does it leave like a big old hole in your chest? Or does when it blows up, it like turns into like a meat confetti? Yeah, I don't know. I like to see the aftermath of this shit, just to see what's the thing of it, you know? Anyways, let's continue. Oh shit, look at this guy. He has a big nose. I wonder if he's Jewish. Well, not no more. Just classic. Yeah, you're running for your life and you fucking fall. Jeez, what a cliche way to go, right? Well, let's watch. Yeah, you know, there's things you could use to protect yourself against these drones. You could use an EMP pulse. Yeah, you could make yourself a little gadget. Or these guys in the military, you think the military would give you some kind of gadget? Yeah, it's something that does like a 15-foot radius. Yeah, and it just falls to the ground and goes blah. And then there you go. Now you got yourself a new toy to play with. But, meh, I guess people are stupid for some reason. Well, let's continue. Yeah, look at this fucking dude. He looks like he's already fucking dead, but apparently not if this thing's targeting him. Shit, look at his face. He looks like a reject. Yeah, that's what this is, devil's reject, and they're putting him in the military? Fucking A, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel here, aren't they? But, phew, here you go, man. And then the guy was asleep, so this guy dies in his sleep. Fucking A, man. Whatever. Let's go. Yeah, look at this dude, he's running for his life and he's trying to shoot it. Hey, at least he's trying, but the thing is, he's freaking out. Yeah, friends, don't lose your cool, because if you lose your cool, you won't think, and then you'll lose your head. So don't do that, friends. Be calm and cool and collective. Let's see what happens. What the fuck is this dude trying to do? Is he trying to swat it like it's a fucking fly? Yeah, swat it, friend, and see what happens, you stupid idiot. Nice eyebrows too, you look like a fucking cartoon villain. So maybe it was a good thing this guy goes away, right? Oh, friends, this is a good thing that you get to watch these things. This is the future of warfare. So yeah, you know, we're gonna be fighting these stupid little fucking flying menaces. So yeah, friends, we need to start building something to protect ourselves from fucking drones and all this weird fucking shit. Oh, imagine when they start making the drones into, like, the size of mosquitoes. Yeah, they probably plant itself on its fucking neck and just pops a blood vessel and you bleed like a fucking stuck pig. Fun times indeed. Anyways, let's continue. In a way, this is a fucked up way to fight. Yeah, because you don't get to fight your opponent. Yeah, you're just standing there and then... You don't even know it's coming at you. But I guess that's the best way to die. You don't see it coming? You don't even feel it, I bet. Yeah, because it's an explosion. But, Yeah, man. And it's a fucked up thing that in Ukraine, they're using all these old people, retarded people, all the leftovers, and these are the ones dying. Yeah, Ukraine is never coming back. Well, it is what it is, right? Yeah, you could thank the fucking the reverse goy for that shit. Well, anyways, let's continue. Yeah, all these fucking Joes come from fucking space and coming down towards you just like in that video game Space Invaders. Yeah, and then you have a fucking little gun. How the hell are you gonna shoot a fucking bug? Well, hopefully you're a good shot. If not, you're fucked. Well, let's see what happens, right? Gee, that's another cliche move, hiding under shit like that. Yeah, it's like hiding under the bed, and here comes Jason, or fucking Voorhees, or whatever, yeah. It's all and there you go, friends, now you die. Wow, the progression of technology, all this shit's getting all fancier and fancier. Yeah, I wonder when they start making the T-1000. That's gonna be fun, right? Instead of making Terminators, why don't you just make waifus so you could Airbnb Kumbaya having fun? That'll be better, but no, we'd rather kill each other. Well, fuck it, let's see who's left over, right? Anyways, let's continue. Yeah, look at this dude. This dude's just braced for impact. Fuck that shit. You should grab your gun and try to smack it. Yeah, it'll blow up your gun and all that, and you'll be right next to it, but I think that'll be a little bit better than having that thing hit you directly, right? Anyways, enjoy. This guy throws his fucking shotgun at the fucking drone? What the fuck? That was fucking stupid. You had a shotgun. If you would have put some buckshot, yeah, you spray fucking all these pellets at the fucking drone, but that would have been more effective than just, using slugs. Yeah. I don't know. I guess you think about this shit when you're not in the shit, right? That's what I'm saying. Don't lose your cool, friends. Because if you don't think, your brain goes blank and then shit happens. Just like this guy. Let's see what happens, right? What's this? I see something there. Is that a Jew? Okay, then if he's a Jew, then die. Whatever. Oh shit, look at this dude. He's gonna fucking smack it like if it's a baseball. Well, who knows? Maybe this guy is Babe Ruth. He's gonna point at it. He's gonna hit a home run. Well, let's see, right? Yeah, I bet using a flamethrower on a drone will be very, very effective. Yeah, just go poof, and burn it and it'll blow up in midair. Yay. But yeah, people don't think about that shit. Yeah, they got rid of the flamethrower core. Ain't that fucked up? They should bring it back. Yeah, I remember my youngest brother, when he wanted to join the military, he wanted to join the flamethrower core, but they said, oh, we got rid of that because it was inhumane. What the fuck? You're just fucking burning your enemies. Fuck them. They're your enemies, right? But whatever. I guess you gotta treat your enemies with respect or something. Alright, whatever, whatever. Yes, friends, there's just a lot of stupid shit in the world, and unfortunately we have nothing to do. Just gotta endure it until civil war happens in your neck of the woods. Which is fine. You just gotta stand up and you meet the challenges head on. Okay, friends? Yes, just don't be a pussy and puss out. Because if you puss out, you don't deserve to live. Something to think about, alright, friends? Well, happy holidays and enjoy your Thanksgiving. Goodbye.
Today, I'm decolonizing the countryside. I started by installing these Indonesian Batak sculptures to create a roadblock to the local farm. I then removed all the exclusionary local signage I could find and replaced it with more inclusive, open border messaging. I then performed a stolen land acknowledgement before recontextualizing the air with this Barul Oud spray. In order to decolonize the livestock, I used anti-capitalist literature, which I read aloud to the farm animals for 20 minutes. I then diversified their fertilizer by seeding tropical island palm trees to reindigenize the local flora. To decolonize woodland areas, I constructed a safe space using branches and an ethnic blanket for rain protection. This Madagascan rug made the perfect carpet for getting cozy. I then added a Mayan face mask to the doorway and some Moroccan camel carvings to encourage intersectional allyship. And this neurodivergent friendly sign for maximum accessibility. Before decolonizing the space from my own whiteness using Sudanese incense and a healing crystal. I was pretty thirsty at this point, so I cracked open a soy milk to celebrate this amazing new build. Forests lack representation, so I added biodegradable gender inclusive bunting to the trees, as well as multiculturally empowering mini flags to celebrate global solidarity. I then organized a group of activists to cut down all the England flags in the local area. To finish up, I liberated my dog Trotsky from human ownership and enacted a 24-hour lie down protest against climate change.